Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. I'm Kent Lindquist, your co-host for The Feeling of Jazz, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns, and we endeavor to bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz every Sunday night from about 8 to 10. And so we make a habit of joining us every Sunday night. We're going to be here for 2 hours tonight with a short break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes and back with a second hour of swinging sound. So we hope you'll stick around and listen to the show and enjoy the sounds with us here in the studio. Tonight I'm going to bring you a second installment of our highlight artist of the week, tenor sax man Gene Ammons, born and raised in Chicago, DuSable High School graduate, son of Albert Ammons, a great boogie-woogie pianist, born and raised in Chicago. About the age of 19, he joined the Billy Eckstein Big Band, the first major big band in about 44, 45, and went on to cut several albums and tour with tenor sax and alto sax man Sonny Stitt. And so we're going to sample some of his recorded work. Our first track is Moton Swing, written by Benny Moton, who had the big band in the early 30s in Kansas City, with the band that was taken over by Count Basie, and where he went on to lead his big band for 20, 25 years. And this is an item that was in the Count Basie book all down through the years. Moton Swing from Gene Ammons' album called Twist in the Jug. And along with Gene is out of the Basie band on trumpet, Joe Newman, and Jack McDuff on organ. Let's listen to Moton Swing. Ah, that was the Molten Swing. That was kind of the national anthem of Kansas City jazz in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And that was our highlight artist of the week, Jim Ammons on tenor sax, fine trumpet solo there by a Basieite, Joe Newman, Jack McDuff on organ. And it was just off out of an album that was cut by Gene Ammons called Twist in the Jug.
Well, I'm going to start off with a group headed up by Nat Pierce. It's from a concert recorded in Los Angeles in 1978. And in addition to Nat on piano, we'll hear Dick Collins on trumpet, Bob Sarava on bass, Bill Perkins on tenor, Frank Capp on drums. It's a tune written by Roy Eldridge, and it's the title tune from the album, 5400 North. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And that was 5400 North, a tune written by Roy Eldridge and brought to you by Nat Pearson on piano, Dick Collins on trumpet, Bob Sarava on bass, Bill Perkins on tenor sax, Frankie Capa on drums. It was a concert recorded in L.A. in 1978. The CD was reissued on the Hip Jazz label in 2000. The label is from Scotland.
I'll continue to highlight the tenor sax work of our featured artist of the week, Gene Ammons. And we're going to move now to an album that he cut on a Prestige label, You Talk That Talk. This is the title track. And along with Gene on tenor sax, he has a soulmate that he recorded many LPs with and toured the country with for quite some time, Sonny Stitt. And Leon Spencer on organ, George Freeman out of Chicago on guitar, Idris Muhammad, who made countless records, backing different organists, great organ drummer. And this is You Talk That Talk. Thank you. was our highlight artist of the week. Tenor man Gene Ammons joining forces with one of his soulmates he recorded with many, many, many times, tenor sax man Sonny Stitt. The title track from their prestige album, You Talk That Talk. And there's a nice little guitar solo there by one of Chicago's finest, the brother of Von Freeman, George Freeman. And there was some fine organ drum work there by Idris Bahamut.
Well, next we'll hear from Chet Baker on a CD entitled Young Chet on the Capitol label. In addition to Chet on trumpet, we'll hear Phil Erso on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, Peter Littman on drums, and Bill Logbro on timpani. Interesting thing about Chet is his sound. It's whether he's singing or playing the trumpet, there's rarely any vibrato. And there's a story about Chet in his early years. He asked Dexter Gordon if he could sit in with him, and Dexter said, sure, what would you like to play? And he said, Body and Soul. And Dexter said, what key? And Chet just gave him a blank stare. So I guess that's part and parcel of his sound. So let's listen to his group, a tune entitled Kai Winding, and a tune written by Kai Winding entitled A Night on Bop Mountain. Thank you. And that was A Night on Bop Mountain, by a tune written by Kai Winding, featuring Chet Baker on trumpet, Phil Orso on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, Bill Littman on drums, and Bill Logbro on timpani. On the Capitol label, it was remastered on the Pacific Jazz label in 1995.
I'm going to continue to salute one of Chicago's finest on tenor sax, went on to have a nationwide and actually a worldwide reputation, our man Jug Gene Ammons. And we're going to display the ballad artistry of Jug on Rodgers and Hart composition, My Romance, tastefully accompanied by Tommy Flanagan on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Art Taylor on drums, My Romance. Thank you. beautiful ballad rendition by our highlight artist, tenor sax band Gene Ammons, of Roger and Hart's great ballad, My Romance, tastefully accompanied by Tommy Flanagan on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Art Taylor on drums.
Well, it's rarely a bad time for humor, and this seems like a good time. And whenever the conversation about humor and jazz occurs, it usually includes Slim Gaylord. And so we have a number coming up by Slim from his CD and recorded in 1945. It's called Slim Gaylord in 1945, Volume 2. And it's got Slim on guitar, Dodo Marmarosa on piano, Bam Brown on bass, and Zutty Singleton on drums. And Slim liked to write tunes about current events, so most people who were around in 1945 have current events locked in pretty well. This is Slim's tune entitled Atomic Cocktail.
It's the drink that you don't pour. Now when you take one sip, you won't need any more. You're small as a beetle, or big as a wheel. Boom! Atomic cocktail. Falls a splice all around the place. When you see it coming, just grab your suitcase. It'll send you through the skies like air mail. Boom! Atomic cocktail. You push a button, turn the dial. Your work is done for miles and miles. When it hits, it's bound to shake, because you feel just like an earthquake. That's the drink that you don't pour. When you take one sip, you won't need any more. You're small as a beetle, or big as a whale. Boom! Atomic cocktail. Button, turn a dial. Your work is done for miles and miles. When it hits, bound to shake, because it feels like an earthquake. That's the drink that you don't pour. Now when you take one sip, you won't need any more. If you're small as a beetle or big as a whale, atomic cocktail.
Yeah, order one of those when you're feeling low. That's a tune by Slim Gaylord with Slim on guitar, Dodo Marmarosa on piano, Bam Brown on bass, Zutty Singleton on drums, from a classic record CD out of France, Slim Gaylord, 1945, Volume 2.
All right, we're going to turn now to a little item that all of the mainstream artists played all down through the years, written by Ruby and Calmer. By the way, Ruby and Calmer were the subject of the movie Three Little Words that MGM put out in the mid-50s with Red Skelton. They got Red Skelton in there as a composer for Three Little Words. I'll never know, but it's a great tune, and it's from Gene Ammons' album, The Soulful Mood of Gene Ammons, and he's backed up by a gal named Patty Brown. He used this gal, Patty Brown, on piano quite often, George DeVivier on bass, Ed Shaughnessy on drums, Let's listen to Three Little Words. Gene Jug Ammons doing Ruby and Kalmer's great tune, Three Little Words. And if you're listening closely, he probably did a turnaround on the end about 20 times before he took it out. It was a really nice swinging ending. And backed up by Patty Brown on piano, George DeVivier on bass, Ed Shaughnessy on drums.
Well, next we'll hear from Paul Desmond and Jerry Mulligan. It's from a CD entitled Two of a Mind on the RCA label. It's got Paul on alto sax, Jerry on baritone sax, Jim Hall on guitar, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. It's a Johnny Green, Edward Heyman tune entitled Out of Nowhere. Thank you.
Thank you.
and it was Out of Nowhere by Paul Desmond and Jerry Mulligan from a CD entitled Two of a Mind. Paul on alto, Jerry on baritone sax, Jim Hall on guitar, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums.
Well, this is your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. You've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here for the better part of the hour here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. I want to remind you we're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll make a habit of joining us. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour, which is only about 5 minutes, and we'll be back for another hour, so we hope you'll stick around. We're going to close out the first hour with our highlight artist, Gene Ammons, on tenor sax, doing The Breeze and I.
Thank you.